Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. And of course, everybody is answering, truly he is risen. Or indeed he is risen. Well, he is risen indeed. And my beloved, today the church is remembering the day that the Lord came to a place where there was pools. In the pools, once a year, would come an angel and stir up the water. And anybody that walked in or is been put into that water, after the water was stirred up, he becomes healed, and whatever sickness he may have. And so, as the Lord walks in into that place, he sees many people blind and with all kinds of sicknesses, all are waiting for the movement of the water to be able to get healing. But he spots also a man that was there already, that was coming or was brought there, whatever it was, but for 38 years he was totally bedridden. He had the palsy, and he was, the Lord asked him, do you want to be healed? And he says, yes, but I have no one to put me into the water after the water is stirred up, and then when I may manage to get there, it is too late. Already somebody got there before me and had the healing. And the Lord said to him, get up and take your bed and walk. And he mingled with the people and disappeared for that man. And the man gets up, totally cured, and he picks up his bed and starts to walk probably home. But the Pharisees spot him carrying the bed, and immediately they approach him and says, what are you doing? You can't do this on a Saturday. And the man says, well, the man who healed me told me to get up and pick up my bed and walk. And the Pharisees ask him, who was that man? And he didn't know. And so he couldn't answer them. And then the Lord had spotted him, and again saw him in the church, and he walked up to him and says, now that you're healed, go, but sin no more, lest you have a worse situation. What is the Lord telling us with that? With that, he is actually revealing, telling us all the sicknesses, they come from our sins, my beloved. But you say, well, I don't deserve such a terrible sickness, so to be in constant pain, or to be always doing like that man for 38 years and suffering and so on. I didn't do any big sins like that to deserve that. Well, don't ever think that way, because you don't know what kind of sins we have done. So many times we are not aware of the sins that we have in our heart. And we have to be glorifying and thanking God for any sickness that we may receive, because it is a punishment. But when God punishes somebody, he loves them especially, because he wants to bring them into the kingdom of heaven. And if the punishment seems to be very severe and you don't feel that you deserve it, well, you've got too much pride. You always should say to yourself, I deserve whatever the Lord sends me. And if I don't deserve it, only the Lord knows that. But I know I'm the greatest sinner, and if the Lord gives me more suffering than I deserve, then he's preparing for me a crown of victory, of a martyr. And in one way or another, I should be absolutely be grateful and thanking the Lord for whatever sorrows or sicknesses or whatever may befall me, because it only shows the great love that the Lord has for me. He has suffered so much for me, for my sins. So please, in all your heart, humble yourself and consider yourself being actually the worst sinner, and don't look down at anybody and feel sorry for anybody that you see that is in trouble. And don't ever hold any grudges, or don't consider anybody to be in debt to you, but always consider that you're in debt to the Lord the Father, and that if any sicknesses before you, or any troubles before you, then always thank the Lord for it, because he's trying to cleanse you your heart and want my heart to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Today, of course, we heard yesterday, in the Matins all night vigil, we heard that we're all of us are sick, spiritually sick. We all are like that poor man that was bedridden. We're spiritually bedridden also. We don't have the strength to be able to respond to the love that the Lord shows to us because we're too busy with taking care of our temporary body, even though we know that it is going to be taken and put into the ground. My beloved, let's work on our soul and heart, and let's remember, though, that without the Lord, we can do nothing. So says the Lord, and He will resist us if we continue to be proud, and if we hold grudges, if we don't bless those who curse us, and if we don't do good to those who do us harm, and then don't feel sorry for other people, just feel sorry for yourself. That's a no-no. Neither you or I can ever feel sorry for ourselves. We always have to feel sorry for everybody else, but not for ourselves. And because we should consider that whatever God allows to do befall us, it's all for our own good, it's all for our salvation. And yesterday, as you remember in the service, before every swabe in the canon, we had a little trepar for the Archangel Michael, asking him not to leave us and to always to help us. And of course, we'll continue to do that. And let's not forget the Archangel Michael, and all our guardian angels and all the heavenly dwellers. And let's all of us to find enough love in our heart to bear, to take the cross, whatever the Lord says. Sends us and thank Him for it. And when we see somebody bearing a heavy cross, always to ask the Lord to help them to carry that cross or to lighten it for them, because we feel sorry for them, because we love them. We don't want to see anybody suffer, and except for ourselves. You and me, we have to feel that if the suffering comes to me, that's good for me, and I deserve it, and I need it for my cleansing of my heart and for my knowledge, so that I will know how the Lord suffered for me. Because if I never feel any suffering, then how can I understand the suffering that the Lord went for me because of His great love? And so that's what love, real love, is not selfish. Real love is absolutely that is willing to sacrifice one's own happiness and one's own peace and everything that we may hold dear to us. We're willing to sacrifice, including our life, for those whom we love, just to help them, because that's what the Lord had done, and that's what He's calling all of us to do. Glory be to God and His love, and may we continue to gloriously cry out to everybody, Christ is risen, and the answer truly is He is risen, and He will resurrect us in the last days to be able to be in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.